What's up, Conference USA fans, and welcome back to another episode of the CUSA Insider Podcast, the official podcast of Conference USA. I'm your host, Jessica Rafford, and you might notice that the background of today's episode is a little bit different as we're experiencing Alaska, as they call it, and we are snowed in, or as I should say, iced in, because we're all just trapped in the house. So we are live from our houses today, which is kind of exciting because not really exciting, but this is our first time we've been doing it, so we'll see how it goes. A lot of interesting things happening, of course, around the league. We had some game changes, but we made it work. We only had one game be postponed into another day. So I think we made it work this past week. And as always, here to help me go through this week of craziness is Eric Jones, live from his house. Where are you? Flower Mound,
Texas. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just a little bit of change of scenery this week. Getting a little bit of cabin fever. I think we've been locked up since Saturday now. So, ready to get back out and touch some grass here soon.
You know, I've been in the house since Tuesday, so it's crazy. I was out with the flu, you guys. I think I got the new strand that's been going around. If you get it, I pray for you because I was on my deathbed, but I made it out. I'm alive. I'm back. Thank God, because I haven't been that sick in a minute. So I was definitely down for the count for a while. So I need to go outside and touch grass too, I guess. As always, Conference USA, week after week, we're just like, what is happening? And on the men's side, it's a little bit more clear, but in the middle and at the end, we still got a bunch of people bunched up. Who do you would like to talk about first for the men?
We got to start with Liberty. These guys are playing really good basketball, had a road win this week, and then came home on Saturday and had a big win against Delaware. They're 9-0. It's their best start ever in a conference. In their program's history. So, you know, I want to give them a huge shout out, getting everyone right. Obviously, you know, we talk about this team being super experienced. They know each other really well. Seems like they're really bonding at the right time right now. They're 17-3 overall. They received a vote this week in the USA Today poll. So hoping to see them keep winning and find some more votes in any of the polls out there. But, you know, a couple notes here. I wanted to, you know, talk about with Liberty, they're one of 11 teams that are in the country that are undefeated in conference play right now. They're 9-0. They're one of four teams that is 9-0 in conference play. Those other three teams being Gonzaga, UConn, and Nebraska. So very good company with that right now. So, but yeah, just guys are shooting the lights out. Brett Decker Jr. Just doing his thing. I think he's around 50%. From 3-point range this year, which is incredible. And he shoots it, you know, no more, no less than any of the other average 3-point shooters in the country. So he's really, really taking stride. And then Zach Cleveland, who we had on last week, the guy just stuffs the stat sheet. He's super fun to watch. You know, he's a double-double machine, almost a triple-double, it seems like every night, but he's been super fun to watch. And then, you know, Caden Matheny had some big-time threes. You know, as we saw in the conference tournament last year, but had some big time threes against WKU. That was not an easy win last Wednesday night in Bowling Green. You know, Tegan Moore with the Hilltoppers was scoring that night, and you know, they did not want to go away. I think Liberty they had a pretty good lead there in the first half and seemed like cruising, but WKU made a good comeback, but Liberty answered right back. So a big win for them on the road. You know, they'd been playing at home a whole bunch. And then coming back home on Saturday and beating Delaware, who, you know, is at the bottom of the league right now. But a team, you know, after watching them, they hung in with Liberty, it seemed like. You know, the final score may not really show that, but I thought they kind of hung in there and played a pretty good ball game, pretty clean ball game. But the other two teams I really want to talk about today are Missouri State and Sam Houston. You know, if you take out Liberty, I think the two hottest teams in the league after this past weekend, you know, we had talked, you know, recently about Missouri State going on that 4-game road trip. Well, that 4-game road trip is now over, which they're probably a little bit happy about, get back home. But, you know, for them to lose, you know, those first two games of that road trip to Middle and Western, you know, had them probably down a little bit, especially losing two overtimes in Middle Tennessee. But to come back this week, go on the road at UTEP and New Mexico State and get two like huge wins to put them back in second place. They're at 6-3 right now in the league. But they got that three-headed monster. They had Michael Osei-Bonsu, who was a co-player of the week this week. he was lighting it up. And then Keith Pellick, he lights up the scoring sheet. And then you got Kobe Williams too on, you know, any given night can put up 25. So, you know, those three guys are definitely guys to look out for with this Bears team. And, you know, really fun to watch. And that kind of leads me into Sam Houston, who they actually meet up this week. We'll get to that in a second. But, you know, Sam Houston State.
What's that?
They're on the 4-game winning streak.
Yeah.
Now these guys are playing incredible basketball. Started off conference play 0-3. And, you know, we talked about last year how they were in every single game, just could not, you know, find a way to win. I think they lost like 9 games by less than, you know, one possession. So, you know, it's just one of those teams that, you know, you're just kind of waiting for them to start getting those wins and making plays. So, you know, happy to see them on this 4-game win streak right now. Had a big win against Kennesaw State at the beginning of the week. You know, it was an absolute track meet. You know, 93-87 final. Two of the best offenses in the league. And, you know, you got Po' Boy King over here. He was our co-player of the week as well. He averaged 25 points last week. Cashy Knapp was just shy of a double-double on Saturday as well. So this team is really dangerous, and I think they you put them in a track meet like that against Kennesaw State or any type of game like that where it comes down to offense and producing, I think, you know, this team can really do some damage. You know, they had a another win against WKU at home on Friday to extend that 4-game win streak. You know, WKU didn't have Tegan Moore, their leading scorer, but, you know, a win's a win in league play for Sam Houston. They controlled that game. They ended up winning by 15. So really excited kind of where these two teams are headed right now. And, yeah, we get to see them Wednesday night on ESPN Plus at Missouri State, 7 o'clock Central Time. So super excited to watch this game.
That was going to be a battle for sure. What are some other games that people should watch out for this week? I know you said we got a bunch of linear games this week.
Yeah, we got a ton of linear games this week. Not on Wednesday, but, you know, we have Liberty, Middle Tennessee, all alone on Thursday night in Murfreesboro, 6 o'clock Central Time on CBS Sports Network. Another road test for Liberty. You know, it's they're 11-0 at home. They're 5-1 on the road this season. We will see how they and how Middle Tennessee can bounce back from a loss on the road as well. So, you know, they'll be happy to get back on their home court. Liberty going on the road, just another team in the way of them trying to go for this undefeated conference season. And then I got to look at the other Sam Houston game. They're at home against Louisiana Tech. La Tech has had some really big home wins, haven't done so well on the road, but they will get to go into Huntsville, Texas, and take on the Bearcats. This one at 9 p.m. Central Time. Saturday night, so it'll be a late night. This one on ESPN2 though, so you know, be tuning in for sure to catch this one, and we'll see you know, Po' Boy King and the Bearcats take on a really feisty Louisiana Tech team right now.
I just love that name, Po' Boy King.
It's awesome. I gotta keep saying it. It's great. Yeah,
I wish I could say it because I would probably crack a smile every time I did. Oh my gosh. Hey, guys, get out to the bars, you know? Go watch that 9 p.m. game. That sounds like a time on Saturday.
No.
What better way to do it? Oh, my gosh. Okay, the men's are looking and shaping up to be a little bit of craziness. The women's right now, it is completely crazy. I think we definitely got to just start out talking about Louisiana Tech. They're what? Right now, they're 6-1 in conference play. They shot up to the top of the standings, especially with this 2-0 week they just had against Missouri State and FIU. And just that Thursday game against Missouri State, I was like, oh, this is definitely a game to watch because, you know, Missouri State, they had just dropped that one in New Mexico State. But other than that, that was their only conference loss. They're also at home. You know, Louisiana Tech, I think that's just their identity, that they play better at home. I think that's just their men's and women's. They both play that way. And then, you know, they're a little shaky on the road. But this week, Louisiana Tech said, absolutely not. We're about to go get these 2-row wins. And that they did. Paris Bradley has just been doing outstanding for them. And I think what's going right now or what's clicking for Louisiana Tech is their offense. But they're doing it on both sides of the ball as well. But they have just so many people who score points. I feel like every time I look at the stat sheet, it's like more than half of the team is at least getting 3 or more points. And that's what you want as a team. You want people, whoever you put in the game, to make a difference. And they're definitely making a difference every time they step out on that court, each player. But Paris Bradley, she was projected to be our preseason player of the year. And she's just doing what needs to be done, scoring points, getting rebounds. But then you have Tiana Morris, you have Jordan Marshall, who's been chipping in and just doing what needs to be done and just leading that team to success. And it's a young team. When you have Gianna Morris, what is she? She's a junior now, but Paris Bradley, a sophomore, Jordan Marshall, a sophomore, Avery Aaron, love that name too. Double A, she has been doing really good for them. I mean, she didn't really have a hot streak last year into the tournament. I think that game, I forgot who they won against, but she absolutely went off in that game. And I don't think she's missed a beat since this season. So you have young players that are stepping up for Brooke right now, and that's absolutely what you need, especially in this conference stretch, where during our conference, we were like, hey, we don't know what's up with this Louisiana Tech team. They wasn't getting the wins that we thought that they were going to get in non-conference, but in conference play, they said absolutely not. They lost that one to Sam, and that one definitely hurt, and they have not lost the game since. So they've just been on this hot streak. They're on a 6-game winning streak right now. And this just their best conference win streak since the what? The 2017 season. They haven't won 6 conference games in a row. So this right now is a red hot being a Tech team. And if I was one of our conference teams, I would be like, ooh, a little bit nervous, especially during the scouting sheet. It's hard to scout, especially for both sides of the ball, like even with Louisiana Tech. So that team has just been red hot right now. And I also think we definitely just have to talk about the Delaware women's team, because I don't know what spark that Sarah Jenkins put underneath her team, but they went through a rough non-conference stretch. We thought, you know, they were going to be at the bottom of the standings. We're like, Delaware is just, it's just not Delaware's year. The past 2 weeks, when you get one off on Liberty at home, like they did last week, well, 2 weeks ago, they had their long conference game. They played against Liberty at home and they won that one. And then to do it against Middle Tennessee in a game where it's in the Glass House, we know how hard it is to win in the Glass House. They was on a 39 conference game, home game win streak. They haven't lost a conference match inside the Glass House since March 4th of 2021. It was against Marshall. And for Delaware to go in and snap that. And we have Andia Cherisier on the podcast, and she was just like, "What? It just meant more, especially with Rick Instill winning his 500th game. They were like, we weren't about to make, an example out of us of like, okay, they got their 500th win or he got his 500th win on us. They were very, very adamant about going in there and playing their game and sticking to the system and stuck to the system. They did, and it won. They held Middle Tennessee to what? The fewest points, I think, ever in their
48.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Or just in a quarter that they held Middle Tennessee. And it's just like what they were doing, they're just listening to what Sarah Jenkins is teaching them and preaching to them. They're having double two-a-days. I know she's putting them to work because nobody likes to lose. And I think whatever system she's doing right now for them to just be feeling it and being like, okay, now we're confident in our teammates, we're confident in the system, she needs to keep doing it because it's absolutely working for her. To get a 61-48 win over Middle Tennessee. And you know what the crazy part is? Middle Tennessee lost 61-48 against Louisiana Tech when their other conference lost. So I think just to have the same score in both of your losses in conference play right now is a little odd, is a little absurd, is actually a little bit crazy, but that's all right. But when you have somebody like Andea just averaging a double-double, she had 17.5 points per game and then 2.5 rebounds per game this past weekend. And she said she usually doesn't score. So right now in her game, she's getting more confident of just being that post player and just scoring points for her team and just rebounding and getting those double-doubles because she hasn't really before. But hey, she's been confident in her game and it's been working it. But when you have people like Trinity Vance that's stepping up for them and you have freshmen that's also stepping up for them, the Blue Hens, I think, and I have said this on the podcast before, they're not their record. But it's showing right now, and they're actually winning games. And we'll see if this streak continues. So they've been doing so well for them.
Yeah, I'm a superstitious guy. So whatever they're doing right now,
I need to keep going.
Keep doing what you're doing. You know, obviously a huge kudos to them. Incredible road wins. I don't care if those two teams are up or down this year. Those are really big wins to go get. I'm super excited to see how they kind of respond to those wins this week.
For sure. And I think it's also hard just to play back-to-back like they did last week because of the weather. So these two teams, WKU, Middle Tennessee, these four teams, Liberty and Delaware, they all play back-to-back. So they play Thursday and they play Friday because of the weather. So Delaware won against Middle on Thursday. Then they won 66-55 against WKU on Friday. So to have back-to-back games, it's tough. But the simple fact that they still stuck with the system and they still did it, and they got out of there before the weather hit. Thank God all our teams are safe and back to their respective campuses. It's a huge kudos to just them, because we all know playing back-to-back is not easy. It's definitely tough, especially on the road as well. So I know that's just a huge weekend for them, and they'll be keeping that for the rest of the season.
No, we always preach how hard it is to travel in this league, but to add that on to it, all the weather, yeah, incredible work by those teams that went on the road.
So Rick Enso didn't get his 500 win against Delaware, but he definitely got his 500 win against Liberty. And I think that just meant more because, of course, they lost to Liberty in the Conference USA Championship last year against Liberty. So this one, I think it just, you know, it added a little bit of fuel to the fire to get this 500 win for him against Liberty. And they won that one 63-54. And just a little bit of, you know, some statistics about Rick Enso, with 106 Division I all-time coach to get 500 wins. He's the 24th coach all-time just to get 500 wins at a single institution. Amazing feat for Rick Enso. And we just always know Middle Tennessee is just a team to beat. But for Delaware to get some wins against some of the top teams in the league, I know it's just really good for their confidence. And Middle right now, they're just second in the standings, even with two losses. So regardless of how this past week went, they're still trucking along. They still have, you know, Aaliyah Contreras and Blair Bogus and Yuhan Lin that's been doing exceptional for them. And you just have pieces that, you know, some nights that just might not show up. But then, hey, it all that matters is, like, that's in the past. What are we going to do after that? And they definitely turned it around the next day. So kudos for the Blue Raiders. But also just to just talk about a little bit about Kennesaw State. They also went 2-0 this week. They just cut a 3-game losing streak for them. And they got some key wins at home against UTEP and New Mexico State. And it's just Kiara Berry. We definitely got to talk about her and her amazing week that she had. She hit a career-high 31 points against the Aggies. She went for 11 of 14 from the field, 8 of 16 from the free throw line. And she's just the fifth player this season to cross the 30-point threshold. So she had an amazing week this week. When you have somebody like Andea who just double-doubled, of course, she was our player of the week from Delaware. But, hey, Kiara Berry was right there next to her. I think she had a total of 44 points this week, Kiara Berry did. So she's doing what needs to be done, especially on the offensive side. And I think Kennesaw just had a little slow start to the conference. But, hey, they had a 3-game winning streak. Delaware was on a 3-game winning streak. And now what? Look at them. They're on a winning streak right now. So, hey, make 3 is the magic number that you need to lose, and then you'll, you know, light some fire up.
Yeah, I'm sitting here just looking at the standings and how, you know, kind of similar it is to the men's side as well, where you have like 7 or 8 teams there in the middle that are all within a game and a half of each other. You know, I know we're still over a month away from conference tournament and getting into seeding talk, but I feel like some of these teams, as long as we're in, anything can happen on a neutral court. I think it's going to be really fun to watch here down the stretch how some of these teams kind of separate themselves and which teams go which way. So, but super, super interesting thing to look at there in the middle of the pack of both the standings.
And I think it's also just interesting. It's just like nobody's safe at home and nobody's safe on the road either. So I think that's also an interesting thing to note, because we're always talking about how like people usually would at home and how our home teams are usually always the ones to dominate that week, right? But this looks like people are going on the road and they're like, absolutely not. We're coming in here, we're winning. No matter how many far miles that we traveled, we're still going to get this win. And I'm not saying that's not always the case, but I'm seeing a little bit of difference from previous years, how like the road wins are sticking out this year.
No doubt. And I know you being a former student athlete, same with me, you know, I felt like sometimes when you go on the road, it's a little less pressure. You know, you're not playing in front of your home crowd. You're not playing in your gym. Like, sometimes you feel that pressure at home that you need to show out and do something maybe a little bit more than you normally need to. Sometimes you go on the road, you play with your own energy, and you're just with your closest people. So, you know, you could look at it that way as well. So we will see for sure.
Definitely. When you just look around, all you got is the people that you came here with. You just lucky. So. Yeah. You got all those heckling fans, so who else gorgeous pour all your attention to rather than your teammates, for sure. A couple games I'm looking at for this week. I definitely think that Jack State at Sam Houston, Jack State is third in our standings right now. If you look at the standings, and I just like Jack State is one of those sneaker teams where you're just like, whoa, wait, where are they? What have they been doing? Right? I think even your face, you're like, whoa, let me look at that. But Jack State is 5-2 right now in conference play. So it's just like for Sam Houston to just lose to FIU on the road. I think FIU is their kryptonite. I don't think that they can win in Miami, Florida. I'm like, every time I look at it, I kind of looked at this in the past. I don't think they got a road win against FIU in a little while. So I don't know what it is about Ocean Bank Center and Sam Houston, but it is hard for them to win in that arena. And FIU went and went out on 66-60. And in the fourth quarter, in the first quarter, I watched the game through and through because I was like, this game is so interesting. But it was 8-20 in the first quarter. And I was like, oh, FIU got this one. I was like, wow. Like, FIU came out. It was just from the beginning, just offensive, just hard, just playing hard, defensive. Sam Houston couldn't get a shot in. And Sam Houston after that was like, absolutely not. It was neck and neck after that second quarter was done. But then FIU just pulled that one out in the fourth quarter. But Jack State is playing really well right now. So I think that Jack State and the Sam Houston game will be really interesting. That one is on ESPN Plus at 6:30. And then we'll just go to Saturday. I think Saturday is just a rival day for our women's side. We got UTEP. We got New Mexico State at UTEP. And we know that one is a rivalry. We have WKU at Middle Tennessee. We know that one is a rivalry. Excuse me. So I think those games, just for them to be a rivalry game, would be interesting. New Mexico State at UTEP, ESPN Plus at 3 p.m. We have a late game on Saturday that WKU at Middle Tennessee starts at 6 p.m. So why are you waiting on that 9 p.m. game to start? You know, might as well watch some women hoops at 6 p.m. You know, get a little taste and a little, you know, get the buzz going, I guess, just a little. But another game just to watch out for on Friday, I think FIU at Delaware will be a really, really good game. Just talked about how FIU just got that one off of Sam Houston, and then Delaware just being on the streak that they've been going on. FIU is a hard team to beat. They have offensive powerhouses. They've been playing really, really good defense right now, just holding their teams to scoring points. And Delaware, when you got a center like Charissier, how are you going to get around that, right? And somebody that is rebounding and also scoring points is hard. So if she keeps her game up and FIU just has no way to stop that, Delaware could be on another winning streak this week.
Should be some good hoop this week. I'm excited.
It should definitely be some fun hoops this week. But in the meantime, before those fun hoops, just listen to this interview with Andia, Charissier, and how she talked about her team and these hot 3-game winning streak that they've been on. And it's brought to you by Victory Snacks. Join us on today's episode of the CUSA Insider Podcast. We have Delaware's junior center, Andia Charissier. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Right. Thank you for having me.
The Blue Jays went 2-0 this week after coming off a tough stretch. What changed for this group, sparking a 3-game winning streak?
We just been putting in the work every day, every week, two-a-days, long days. So we just been putting in a lot of work.
How did it feel to be a part of a run that included wins over some of the top teams in the conference? You say you guys got a win over Liberty, then you got a win over Middle Tennessee. So how does that feel?
It felt really, really good. It's like everybody's just doubting us since we were like pretty much the bottom seed in the beginning of the half. We were just trying to get used to this new conference. I feel like we just had to learn how to play in this conference, and we adjusted. So everybody that doubted us, we're all coming for you, like literally.
What did those wins say about this team's just resilience and belief in each other?
We just had to stay poised, I guess, and like believe in each other, a one-on-one accountability. Everybody just had to take accountability on what they had to do and what was their role for the team. I felt like we all believe in each other. We all believe that we're all on the floor for a reason, whether it's defense, offense, rebounding, whatever the case may be. We just have confidence that we're going to do the best to our ability and what we're good at.
You guys believe in the system, though. I love that. You went absolutely crazy this week. You averaged a double-double. You had 17.5 points per game and 10.5 rebounds per game. And now you have 5 double-doubles on the season. How much of that production comes from just your mindset versus the way your teammates set you up?
Oh, Well, I'm not really sure. I just started like rebounding out of nowhere. I didn't know I had that in me. Like, I just really want the ball. And I know that sometimes where my teammates aren't able to find me, I feel like the best way to get it is off of offensive rebounds, or even like getting a rebound is like big winning plays for us. So like rebounding is just really important, which helps with my double doubles. But that's just like the most important part, I would say, because that's what we work on a lot, not letting the other team have second chance points or whatever, just to make the best play for the team. So every little detail matters, especially in clutch moments.
Against Middle Tennessee, you reached double figures in just the first 7 minutes. What was working for you early in that game?
Just staying aggressive. I realized how she was playing me. She was backing up, so I had to let them know I could shoot. I can shoot. I just don't shoot as much, but I like to drive. But yeah, I was running rim runs all game. So
you say you stayed aggressive during the game against Middle Tennessee. So how do you stay aggressive offensively while still focusing on doing what the team needs in the moment?
I would say just knowing the best time to score. I mean, I don't have to score every time we come down, unless, of course, we need it. But I'm not looking to force up shots. I'm looking to make the best play, hit the best shooter on our team, Trent, Ella, Grace, whoever it may be, even Leia, Sophie, all of my guards can shoot. So I'm just looking to make the best play. I'm not trying to force a lot of things this year. So I guess that helped us a lot, too.
You guys have road wins this week, and we all know how tough it is to just, you know, get wins on the road. That's with any team. It is easier just to win at home. But just what was the mindset going into this weekend of just we're on the road, we're playing in the glass house. We all know it's hard to play in the glass house in Middle Tennessee. So what was that mindset going into this weekend?
Well, for that game, it was just not letting them get their 500th win on us. Like, we had to take pride on that. They looking to celebrate. We didn't want that on us. And I guess, like, it was also, like, we really didn't want to lose. And we know how hard we've been working for the previous weeks. And we knew that if they lost on their home court, we made history as well. So we was just looking at, you know, the good of it.
After your performance against Middle Tennessee, you followed that up against WKU, going 8-for-11 from the floor. How important is just efficiency for you as a post player?
I feel like the main thing I'm focusing on this season is just finishing, just focusing on my finishing. I know previous years I wasn't the best finisher around the rim, but that's one thing that I'm really leaning towards being a better post. I just want to finish around the rim. Finish when I'm open. That's what I'm working on.
You just talked about scoring. What have you learned about just reading defenses and picking your spots as the season goes on?
I just go where I best fit, to be honest. If I'm screening, I know my point guard is looking to drive and they're downing, so I know that I can pop or whatever the case may be. I know I got to get out my guard's way when they're driving and I loop under. I pretty much just read wherever anyone's driving. I usually play around the high post, so they usually find me there and then pass it, screen and roll, whatever best fits for the time being.
With conference play heating up, how do you build on this momentum as a team?
I guess, like, the win is over. The 2 wins, the 3 wins are over. We're not going to keep dwelling on that or whatever the case may be. I think that we're going to keep, we are going to just keep thinking about the next game. We're trying to win 5 in a row, like just one step at a time. That's all I can say.
What does this stretch of games tell you about what this Delaware team is capable of in Conference USA?
We're capable of being the tough teams, and we are one of the tougher teams. So,
what has been the biggest area of growth for you personally this season?
I would say double doubles. I didn't average any double doubles last year. I may have maybe one, but like I really focused on rebounding. We lost one of our best rebounders last year, so I knew I had to step up. So that's one thing I think.
I love that. On the USA Insider podcast, I always just like to ask a little fun question. It's called USA Eats. So if I was to visit Delaware, what will you tell them to eat? What's some fun places, some of the best spots?
I would say Santa Fe is like a Mexican restaurant. Tacos, guacamole. I'm a guacamole girl. Or like, if you're feeling a little healthy, I like Roots. It's a salad place. You create your own salad. It's bussing. It's bussing.
Oh my gosh. I love a salad. My coworkers always talk about how I eat salads. Okay, I might have to. When I come. Okay. My last question is always about the fans. What message would you like to send to Blue Hand fans about the stretch of big wins you guys been on?
Just keep supporting us. We're looking for you guys to keep showing up. You guys are the energy that we need this season. You know, we're going to keep showing up for you guys.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Of course, good luck the rest of the season. Good luck this weekend. And thank you again just for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, that's all we have for you today on today's episode of the CUSA Insider Podcast, the official podcast of Conference USA. Stay warm, y'all. Still a little bit chilly here in Texas. I cannot tell you what it is around the world because I'm not there. Wish I was. You know where I wish I was? In Florida right now, because I feel like Florida hasn't had anything but hurricanes. And the last time I looked, it was like sunny in like 70 or 80. So it must be nice. I'll envision myself on the beach in Miami, Florida. Hopefully you guys are doing it the same. For all of our audio listeners, of course, you guys listen to us on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. For all of our visual people, thank you for joining us on YouTube. But hey, if you're an audio person, you want to see us visually, go on YouTube, type in Conference USA in the search bar, go on the playlist. You can watch every single podcast live and see all of our beautiful faces and just a little part of our home this week, which you usually don't see. You see us inside of our podcast studio, which I would definitely prefer. But hey, home it is this week. But also don't forget to follow us on social media at CUSA Insider Pod on X and Instagram. That's all we have for you this week. I'm your host, Jessica Rapper, and I'll see y'all next week.